Yeah. Now the Mishnah says, Chamisha Dvorim Bo'ela, there are five different things about a Korban Oila that are mustar from Zelazer. You can start from one with the other. To be over in Yisamila, you can be over any one of these five things. You either have a Chatzi Halo from any one of them. What are these five things of the Korban Oila? That's Habosa, the meat of the Korban Oila, that's supposed to be burnt. Fi HaChelev, the fat of it, that's supposed to be burnt. Fi HaSolas, the flour. Now usually with the Korban Oila, you bring a Mincha also, that's the Nesachim. The Nesachim that comes with the Mincha Oila is a Mincha, flour, oil, and also Nesachim means wine. Suadin, the flour, the Hayayin, the wine you bring for the Nesachim, and the Hashem, the oil. All these five things are the Chlau, the Korban Oila. So Rashi says, Suadin is Mishum, first of all, Maila Bachutz, if you burn any one of these things, Bachutz, outside the Beis Hamikdash, so there you chayv, you burn a kezayis of it. So any one of these five things could be mitzvah to the kezayis. Who are dim to the chayv, a tigul, nois of a tomei, who are dim mishum milu also. All these things are mitzvah to give you a nisamila. So here the chiddush is, even the mishum we had before by the bus, it's all mitzvah, but here the chiddush is even the flour and the wine and the shem is also mitzvah. Then the mishum said, you should know, the shisha b'teida. By a korban toda, there's even the sixth thing also that's part of that korban that has all these yisurim also of mila, pig, and nois, v'tamei, and the geshech to bring a bachut, burn a bachut. And that korban toda is first of all the bosa, viha chelev, the fat, viha solis, the flour, viha yayin, the wine, viha shem, the oil, and also viha lechem. What's special about the korban toda is that there's 40 lechems to be brought. So what then if you mefagel the korban, it's chal nisa tigel upon the lechems also. Who then it could become nice of a tamei. Who then if you, so therefore, that's all mitzvah. So by korban toida, you have six things that are mitzvah. Now the Gemara says, Bechura masni le rafuna. Rafuna learned like this. Masni le rafuna le rava. Rafuna learned to rava that, or the sheet of says should be Rafuna le Rabba Bray. He taught his son Rabba that Chamisha Dvorim Bo'olam Mitztarfim Zem Zeh. He had a Girsa of Bo'olam. Not like we have in the Mishnah Bo'olam, but he had a Girsa of Bo'olam. That there are five things in the world that are Mitztarfim Zem Zeh. So the Chura Omle said back to him, B'yogam Kamrit, Mashma that tit, in the whole world there are only five things you can Mitztarfim, not more. So the question is why? I have Oktoni, it says clearly in our Mishnah that Betoida Hayd of Devorim, that by Korban Toida you have six things, not only five. So how could you learn Shan the Mishnah means Hayd Devorim Ba'ilam? That in the world there are only five things that mostly can stand together by Korban to Mechayiv. But by Korban Toida it says you have six things. Sheba Toida says Abosa v'yachelev, the fat, the aselus, the flour, for the mincha, the yayin, the wine, for Hashem, the oil, for lachme toida, and the lechem, the four lechems you bring for the toida, the korban toida. So what's the lashna boila? Omle says that, Enochnami said back to Mamale, Tani boila. Enochnami, what do you have in our Mishnah? He meant to say there are five things in the korban oila that are mustar from Zelazir. But Enochnami, by korban toida, there's even a sixth thing. Now says, now Tanina we learned, Lord of the Rabbanon, then we learned in a brisa. We learned in a brisa like this. Tanu Rabbanon, oilois via mureya mitztarfen lekezayis. You have a korban oila, so the oilois with its imurim, with the fat that you're supposed to burn with it, the fat here, is mitztarfen lekezayis baloisim bachutz. Let's say you take, if you burn from the fats, a kezayis of it outside, so you chayi for aloisim chutz. Who didn't take a chatzi kezayis of the meat? And the chati zayis of the imurim, the fats, also you be chayiv. Mitzvah of the two, because both of them are supposed to be burnt by a korban oila. Even though we hold ein haktorah pachus mikazayis, Rashi, as the pasuk says, v'meyochol yoyochom, we're sending more in zvachim, mishte achilas akos medaber, achas achilas odin, achas achilas mizbeach. So you have to have a din achila, which is always kazayis. So you can start though the bosser and the imurim of a korban oila, because they're both supposed to be burnt. Who are dim blechay v'leim ishom pigul v'noise v'tomei? That's chal and is the pigul by korban oila both on the chaylev and on the bosa. So be the chatzik ezayis of one, the chatzik ezayis of the other one, be mitzvah to mechayiv. So Moses Katoni says here, bo'oila in, v'shtomim loy, Mash b'stam b'stach by Kor Mishlomim, only by Korban Eilo, not by Kor Mishlomim. So the question is why? Bishloy malah loisen b'chutz. Bishloy Amr starts off saying that if you commit starve by Korban Eilo, or chati gezayis of the meat, and chati gezayis of the fat, if you burn it outside, that's very good. Oilo de kolohi mitstarfen. That's only mitstarf by Korban Eilo. Because by Korban Eilo, everything is supposed to be burnt on the Mizbeach, both the fat and the meat. So if you burn it b'chutz, you be chayif. But Shlomim, lem itstarfen, but by Korban Shlomim, you not have that. Because by Korban Shlomim, all you have to burn on the Mizbeach is only the fats, only the emurim, not the bosa. So if you take a chatzik ezayis bosa and burn it b'chutz, with the chatzik ezayis of the chaylov, you would not be chayif for halloyis chutz. Because you're not supposed to burn it inside. So it's good why that part of the price that says only Oilo and not a Shlomim. Ela bot l'chayev aleyim. Mishum pig of an ois of a tomei. That it says if you eat a chatzik azayis of the chelev or a chatzik azayis of the meat. You must start off together. If it has nisa pig of an ois of a tomei, Shlomim mamah aleyim l'chayev. The same sphere should apply to a Korban Shlomim also. The Yatnan we learn clearly that kol ha pigulim it starts from zem zem. All pigles, any bust or anything that has nisa pigle on it, is mitaref from zilazir. If you have a nisa pigle upon the bust and upon the fats, so if you eat a chatzik azayis of either one of them together, you'll be chayiv. Anything that has nisa pigle is mitaref from zilazir. And who are the b'cholam esaurus? Anything that has a nisa noiser on it, so if you eat a chatzik azayis of this, a chatzik azayis of that noiser, is also mitaref from zilum zil. So why does the bride have to only say a korban eilo? Why doesn't it say a korban shlomim also? Like if it's only talking about hilchus et starfis, or be mitstarfi surim, so it should have said like for these surim of pigul nais of atonate, it applies its starfis not only by a korban shlomim, even by a korban, or not only by a korban eilo, it should have said by a korban shlomim also. So why does the bride only pick eilo, not a shlomim? So it says like this. Elaim or rather say like this. Oilovi mireho mitstarfim zim zil kezayis. What does that mean to say? Lizrak aleim esadav. For new aloha. And we're supposed to be going according to Yeshua Shita that you can only make a kosher as rika for korban if you have something left over, either to burn or to eat. That you have to have at least the kezayis either with the meat left over or else of the emurim to be burnt. But let's say everything was lost, then you know you can't make a zrika sadam. That's what Yeshua Shita. The saying over here is, if you want to make this rika, you have the dam, and all the meat got lost, and all the fat got lost, so you should know by Korban Eilo, if you have a chatzik zayis of fat left over, and a chatzik zayis of bosa left over, that's called you have a kezayis of aktora, that you can make this rika, be a kosher as rika. So they're lame like this again. Oilo, v'imureh mitztarfim, by Korban Eilo, the meat, and the fat is mitztarfim, zem zem, lekezayis. But if you only have the kezayis left over from both of them together, a chatzi, it's called you have the kezayis of aktor left over. And therefore, this is called esadam. Now, the mishmah is like this now, the price. The chiv and the mistar from lizuk esadam, since by a korban eilo, it's the star of both the boster and the chilev to make it have a shame zrik esadam, who adin chayi vishno yichayi mishun pikul neitz v'tamei. Mean to say, this zrika right now helps to make an isa pigol, all these things to be chal on it. It's called the kosher zrika. Yeah. So, who has the answer right now? We're not only talking about the starfis of Isurim. If we're only talking about when starf Isurim together, so it should have said pigol neitz v'tamei by shlomim also. But Teretzis, we're not talking about that. We're talking about now Chiddush, that you have to have the kezayis of the bosser or the chelov left over to make a zrika. And the Chiddush are a korban eilo, you can have a chatzi kezayis of this, a chatzi kezayis of that. But not by korban shlomim. The more so like this. Oman ketut learns in the Magatoni law, Reb Yeshua, it goes according to Reb Yeshua Shita. The Tani would learn like this. Reb Yeshua Oimer. Kol hazvachim sheba toiro, bayol kabonis of the toiro, shinishtayim yam kezayis bosor, or kezayis chelif. If you have either a kezayis of meat left over, or else you have the kezayis of chelif supposed to be bread left over, zorek esadam, then you could make a zrik esadam. As long as there'll be an achilu, either achilus adam or achilus mizbeach, you can make a zrik esadam. But what's going to be if you only have left over kechatzi zayis bosor, and kechatzi zayis chelif, and zorek esadam? So by all other kabbonis, you can't make a zrika, because you don't have the kizayis worth of an achila. You only have the chati kizayis of an achilas adam, and the chati kizayis of an achilas mizbeach, of burning on the mizbeach. But you only have one kizayis, it's no good. But uvo'ilo, but by korban oilo, afilo kechati zayis basa. Ukechati zayis chil, even if you only have left over, a chati kizayis of meat, and a chati kizayis of the fats, still zorek yes adam. You're allowed to make a good zriko over here. And what's the reason? Because the whole thing is burnt. Therefore, it's all called one achilus mizbeach. Therefore, it's called like you have a kezayis to make akter on the mizbeach. So it's called you have an achilus mizbeach. Therefore, you're allowed to make a kosher zriko. And once you make the zriko nechlami, then takel bichal tigul neisibitami. That's what the Brisa means to say. Bikur is talking about when these things are mistarf for the hilchas zriko. That only applies to a carbon oilo, not to a carbon shlamin. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, "Over mincha, mashenkin by mincha, afilu kula kiyams." Even if the whole mincha is still around, la yizrak, he can still not make his rikas adam. So, Rav Gemara, mincha ma'avidat. He was talking about a mincha here. This halacha about rikas adam of a carbon that you can only make his rik if you have some meat left over from the carbon. So, what does it got to do with a mincha? So when it says, Papa says, the Pshat and the Price is like this. It means to say, Minchas Nesochim. Let's say you bring in a Korban Oilo, and you have the dam, you made a good Kabbalah Sadam, and you're ready to make the Zrika. And all of a sudden you see all the meat and all the Chalab got lost, it's not around. But what you have left over is the Minchas Nesochim. It means this Korban Oilo is supposed to bring a Mincha with it. And the Mincha that you still have around. So I would have thought to say, maybe since the mincha was there, it's called an achila, maybe you could make the zrika. Kamashmula, no. Since you don't have anything from the korban itself, even though you have the mincha around, that's no good. You're not allowed to make a zrika. That's the chiddush over here. That of a mincha, afilu kulakim, even if you have the whole mincha around, but since you have no meat or no fat, then it's lo yizrak, you're not allowed to make a zrika zadam. That's no good. Now the Mishnah says, ha truma, regular truma, that's Mamash Truma Gedel, the Rashi says, like you take Trey Mimea 1/50th. Or else a Truma Smaisa, means you have to take off Truma, Truma Smaisa means you have to take off Truma, take a Maiserishin, and you give that to the Levi, and the Levi takes off Truma from the Maiserishin to give that to the Kohen. So that's called, and then Truma Smaisa Shodamai, and we have Perish Abort of an Amoritz. So we have to be Mafresh the Truma Smaisa. Viha Chal, or else we have Chal around. Relsva Bikurim. So you should know all these alochas are mitzvah from Zuam Zu, lesser for lechai v'leim mesachemish. You can mitzvah all together, if you did kizayis of it together, you'll be chai v'rovin aveira. And what then? You have to pay back a chemish. Alochas is if you have a noah, or a shavapruto, so you have to pay back. Rashi says, mitzvah from lechem kulam b'shavapruto b'shkogo, lechai v'leim mesachemish. Like if you eat the truma worth the shavapruto as much as you eat, you have to pay back how much you ate, the keren, and you have to add a fifth also. So all these isurim are mitzarfim together. If you had a chati pruta is worth from one, a chati from another one, they're all mitzarfim together. Because they're all called truma. They all have the same name truma on it. Truma, therefore, it's all mitzarfim together. Lester, ruadim lechaimish and mechaimish. Then the Mishnah says, kola pigulim, any piece of meat, a piece of fat that has nisa pigul on it, is also mitzvah from zem zem. If you eat a chati kezayis from this piece, a chati kezayis from that piece, if together you eat a kezayis, you be chayav karas. And the chol ha-neisar mitzvah from zum zu. If you have one piece that has nisah neisar, another piece that has nisah neisar, and you eat a chati kezayis of both of them, is also mitzvah from to be over the nisah neisar. The other Gemara says, my timer, what's the reason of the ratio? All these yisurim are mitzvah from together, and the different things, one's chala, one's bikurim, one's truma. Sumar says no. Kula ikri truma. All these yisur in the beginning all have a same truma on it. So the first one, truma is pshita. And truma smaisa is also pshita. The chiddush is what about chala? Sumar says yes. Chala, said the pasuk says, reishis harisasechem. Chala is to remove truma. You take off truma. So mashma chala, that you take off from dough, is also called truma. Now bikurim. The kurum is also called truma. The tiny belong like this. When the pasuk says the trumas yotcho, elu bikurim, it means bikurim. So you see, the kurum is also called with the lashon of truma. Abel inoch letzricha. But the first two cases, or the first three cases, you only need a pasuk. That's pshita mamish. They're called truma. That's the chiddush here, that as long as it has the same isser on it, so even though you're eating from different pieces of it, so what? As long as together the erik hazayis of it, you'll be chayiv. Then the Mishnah says, Hu adin kol ha nevelos mistar from zum zu. All nevelos are mistar from zum zu. And Hu adin kol ha shkotz are mistar from zum zu. Like any nevela is an isser lav, not even nevela. See, the nevela from this piece of meat, the chatzik hazayis, and the chatzik hazayis from another piece of an animal, you'd be chayiv. Hu adin shkotzim, if you eat a chatzik hazayis from this sheketz, and the chatzik hazayis from another sheketz, since it's all the same avera, same lav, not each kotzim, throw them and start from together. And the ma'is, if you had a kazayis of it, you'd be chayiv. And I'm a rov, lo shanu, lo nyin tumma, lo nyin achil, lo tarim, yeah. All right, yeah, we'll stop here. Continue on.
You behold in Daf Tes Zayin Amar Aleph, just last Mishnah was again. The Mishnah says that Kol HaNeveloiz is in star from Zum Zu. If Yida Chatzi Kizayis from one Nevela, Nevela is a dead animal, and another Chatzi Kizayis from another dead animal, so it's in star from Zum Zu, that should be over the Lav, not to the Nevela. And Havmina right now is that even though one's a Behemah Temeya, one's a Behemah Torah, it doesn't make a difference. I might know that the animals are dead, they both have Issa Nevela on them, and therefore, kol ha-nevela from a star from zoo and zoo. And also the Mishnah says, b'chol ha-shkotzim, and the yisa shekets also is in star from zoo and zoo. That's also like all the shrotzim, also yichai v'vida kezayis of it. So now v'vida chatzi kezayis from one sheretz, and another chatzi kezayis from another sheretz, l'maisi yu b'chayiv, yichai v'vida kezayis of it together, yichayiv. Samura says, Omar Rav, Rav says, though you should know